This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Hey, this is Anthony Kalia. Support Joy 94.9 this radiothon. Sign up online at joy.org.au.
Hello and welcome to Been There, Done That, Joy 94.9 with Chris,
Gordon
and Phil.
We're here during Radiothon.
What a wonderful time to be here. I love Radiothon. I always think it's so exciting.
Well, if that's the most exciting thing in your life.
Oh, there's a few other things that are just as exciting. But
we have all these interesting people in the studio.
Yes, that's right. You get people there. People are running around all over the place. It's really, really exciting. And the adrenaline pumps and you get really excited about trying to get people to sign up to become a member. All they have to do is go to the Joy website, joy.org.au, and you can sign up anytime.
Exactly as Anthony Kalia said at the beginning of our program. Mm. Yes, I've been around for about 20 of the radiothons.
I've done 10 of them.
I'm such a baby.
It's a buzzy place indeed during Radiothon. And thanks for being with us.
But should we tell people how much it is to be a member?
Well, we can make them listen, but I'm sure they already know that under 18 person's membership is $22.
Yes.
Concession membership, and we don't even need to know what
whether
concession it is, because we don't take down those numbers. That's private information. Yep. Is $42.
Then you double that for an individual to 84,
and then 124 for a family, which can include your fur babies.
That's right. You can have two adults and two fur babies. Yes. Every membership helps keep Joy on air. And you can also donate, Chris, as well, by doing at the same time, and they're tax-deductible donations.
Any donation over $2 is tax-deductible, as you say. Mm-hmm. And if you are really smart, you can do the donation online, and especially this coming Friday during breakfast.
Between 7:30 and 8:30 is the hour of power when Gary Singer and
Jeffrey Smith,
they will double what you put in.
They'll match what we donate during that period.
That's right.
And the quickest and easiest way is to actually do that online, because in the blinking of an eye, that message can come through, whereas perhaps if you rang up, there might be congestion on the lines. Thank you for being with us. Been There, Done That is Joy's history program, where we talk about things that have occurred in history that affect us.
And that's a lot. There's a lot of things that have happened in history that affected our community.
Well, in fact, I'm talking also about gay events that have occurred. We talk about icons, bicons, and icons, the heroes of our community.
That's right.
Heroes past, present and future.
There are lots in the past, and we, by having heroes in the past and present, some of the young people that are coming along will probably be heroes in the future, because we never know what's going to happen in the future, unfortunately.
People's history doesn't arrive when they're born. It's what they do with their life, and sometimes they can be big heroes, sometimes they can be little heroes.
Well, even just living your life as a gay person openly and honestly, you can be a hero.
And girls can be heroines, and they can have their own herstory.
Someone who lives in our community that actually has a birthday round about this time is Joan Nessel. Now, Joan was born on the 12th of May 1940. She's having a birthday. She was born in the US, and she created the expression herstory when she did feminist history.
Yes.
And she now lives in one of our northern suburbs with her Australian partner, an academic here at Melbourne University. Jenny.
And we've had her in the studio to interview her a couple of times, haven't we?
We have. We have. So there is
lovely woman.
A person who is part of our history and has influenced what we do and how the rest of the community treats us. We'll be speaking today about Radiothon, of course. We'll be also speaking about a very important day on Wednesday, the 17th of May. Mm. It's a fairly new celebration. Been going about 10 years.
1990.
Nearly 20 years.
17th
sorry.
Of May 1990.
That was, but yeah, I think in Australia we didn't pick it up until about 10 years ago. Yeah. And we're talking about the International Day Against Homophobia. Now it's been extended to cover these extra areas because we've all been educated and are aware that gender identity is more than just the binary. It and lots those. Of people freak out if you don't fit that binary. They think, So we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about some heroes in the gay community. And we'll be talking about lots of other little things. We might even have a short little message from member number one.
Oh, truly. Yes.
So just stay tuned.
He was actually at the launch of the Radiothon. I was having a chat with him the other night.
Mm. Oh, very good then.
Yes, and he looks well.
You see what heart bypass can do for you? And I was never going to say transplant. No.
No, it's a bypass.
His heart is really where it always has been, front and foremost in his thinking.
He's probably one of the big heroes. One of the big heroes of our community for starting this radio station. So there you go.
Back in 1993, they put their heads together and said, oh, well, we can do something now, but we had to jump in and work out how to do it. And that was the interesting path that they went down.
You've got to be careful with heart bypass surgery.
Why?
Because sooner or later somebody will come and make it a toll road. The convenient upstart, they great when you first get them, then somebody will come along and tax it.
Yeah, well, that's the governments are very good at taxing things.
Oh, they're very taxing.
Well,
very taxing.
Yeah, they tax and they make a budget and they put money in the budget. Now, of course, what they've done is put a big lump of money left over from previous budgets. They've let it remain on the books in the recent budget that was put out for that damned plebiscite.
Well, the plebiscite.
Thing.
We don't need a bloody plebiscite. We keep saying it. We don't want it. The community don't want it.
We know the answer.
Just
and we just
vote
need
on
a little
the bloody
bit of
thing
legislation.
And be done with it. It's all you need to do.
We have to do our jobs. Why don't they do theirs?
Yeah, yeah. Well, as I remember reading in the paper about the 457 visas, somebody wrote in and said, can we import some decent politicians?
Ooh.
It was a fun one.
Really yes, well,
and all of a sudden they changed the law.
Yes. And no, I think reparative surgery doesn't work for some of our politicians. They can't grow what they haven't got at the moment.
Well, I heard they went in for a brain scan, but they didn't find anything.
Well, I'm taking up knitting, because one of them told me to go back to my knitting, so I better do it.
Oh dear, that's not nice.
And may I just remind everybody, this is 2017 that we're living in.
Is it?
Yes, oh, you wouldn't know it.
I thought I was getting a bit worried there. I thought we were in Queensland.
Yeah, in the dark ages.
Well, South Australia's still in the dark ages in respect of gay panic defence.
Yes, they still have that.
It's still available on their books, but I don't know that many people will be able to give credibility to that in this day and age.
No.
I mean, there's for everybody in the rest of the community, we are everywhere. Like Chicken Man, we're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
And you need us to talk about it. Which is why you still need joy.
Exactly.
But if
you can't cope with us, well, then you're going to get bitten by the discrimination laws, Australia-wide discrimination laws. So you better get used to it.
Here we're queer and we're not going anywhere.
That's
right.
Homer Simpson said that from the annual Mustache Day parade.
Did he?
That's right.
We're going to be playing a little track here from Judy Small.
She's wonderful.
And Philip, you picked up the piece of paper and looked at her biog and said, but you've got the wrong Judy Small.
Yeah, this is about a federal circuit court judge.
Yes.
But then
it turns out,
you finish the sentence, the former Australian entertainer, folk singer, songwriter and guitarist.
Yeah.
Better known, take a deeper breath.
That's right. Better known for a feminist, often patriotic, and political songs. usually following a traditional theme. And she has been very, very prolific in the singing department. And we've got a little track here to play to you on this, our Radiothon, talking about the people in history who we mightn't have realised are gay, are queer, but we're everywhere.
Part of our community.
They are part of our community. You're part of our community as well. We just need people to keep that forward in their mind, that they're not alone.
Just remember joy.org.au and click on the donate or add join members.
Indeed. You're with Chris Gordon and Phil. Been there, done that. Joy 94.9. Here's Judy Small.
G'day, this is Casey Donovan. Are you a Joy member? Support Australia's LGBTI radio station, This Radiothon. Call 1300 569 949 or sign up online at joy.org.au.
You're with Chris, Phil and Gordon. Been there, done that on Joy 94.9.
And in the middle of our radiothon.
Exactly. And wasn't that an interesting song by Judy Small?
Yes, she sort of named a few people that were very, very prominent in our community, that's for sure, yeah. She's always been that sort of singer, very political.
On the 17th of May, we're going to be going to the celebration of Hyde a Hobbit.
And it's a big day because the 17th of May was in 1990 when the World Health Organization decreed that homosexuality was not a disease. It was just a human condition.
Exactly.
And so they chose that day specifically against homophobia.
And the United Nations really isn't an organization that can influence countries and how they classify things, but it was a start. Mm. And that was the impetus for lots of countries just reviewing their regulations and laws and starting to realise that, we don't have to lock people up. There is now a precedence in the world community for us to behave in a different manner. There's no more persecutions. Of course, you've got to tell the people in Russia and in Chechnya that, and some of the other countries.
Some of their politicians claim they don't have gays.
Oh, yeah.
I know they're working to that end, which is not very nice of them.
No. And the other thing that a lot of people were sort of harping on was the fact that you can de-gayify people, turn them straight.
Well, those programs have all been proven to be absolutely false and nothing happens.
No, homophobia and biphobia, transphobia, is ignorance in the maximum.
It is, and it's not going away. Sadly,
no, but I think the Flat Earth Society's gone and the moon is made of cheese. They're all in the same boat.
Yeah, but a lot of these people believe certain things. Mm. And when you get into belief systems, it's gone from a discussion to a bang your head against a brick wall kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there's some minds you'll never change, but education is there for everybody. If you open your mind, you find out that we're just people.
I was listening to one of our programs, Dean Beck's Word for Word program, which is always rather brilliant. And he said the person that he greatly admires for changing their mind is Jeff Kennett. Jeff Kennett was not very happy with the gay community, but now he's completely turned around and he's very, very happy to promote the gay cause.
Yeah, I wonder if he regrets what he did way back in the 90s, I think it might have been, when he closed the mental institutions.
I lived in Hawthorne at the time, and there was a whole group of these people that had been in institutions that they were just dumped in this house up the road and just left to look after themselves.
Well,
they seemed to be left to look after themselves.
And of course, with homosexuality being considered an illness, a mental illness, then there was lots of gay people in those sorts of places. Mm. And they weren't ill in any way whatsoever, shape or form.
There were a lot of the early people were given that dreadful electro business where they shoot your brain full of electricity and all this sort of business. Didn't cure the homosexuality. homosexuality, but it sort of made them go a bit off.
Just shows how far medicine has come, but really? it's a shameful past.
Our society has lived through a hell of a lot of purges and horrible times, and now we're sort of starting to get to something more rational and livable, and there's still people trying to stop it, which is just wrong.
Well, fortunately, by highlighting the homophobia that's around, people start to think, oh, now which side am I going to be on, and what is the justification for adopting whatever attitude I've got? It's interesting how, as you say, with Jeff Kennett or other people or influencers, even, you know, opinion leaders, left, right and centre, they change their tune. They realise that their position of being anti this, that and the t'other is not actually the right way to go.
Well, it isn't the right way to go. We know it's not the right way to go, for sure.
We are living proof.
You should never lift anybody up. Or never lift yourself up by stepping on anybody else.
Exactly right, Philip. And that's one of the reasons why we still need joy, of course, because we can get the message out there to young people that have got no other way of getting information.
Well, one of the expressions in our mission statement is freedom of expression and the breaking down of isolation and the celebration of our culture, achievements and pride.
Well, it's true, yeah, and that's why we still need joy, because we're still needed, you know.
Definitely.
We're probably needed now more than ever, because we're still fighting for equal marriage. You know, well, another
thing to note is you can be isolated in the city.
Oh, God, yes.
You don't have to be in a remote community where hopefully we're reached online. But I'm living in Blackburn. Quite frankly, without joy, I wouldn't feel a part of the community at all.
Well, in fact, would you believe that some of the members who have renewed, one of them was from Twickenham in the UK. He says he listens to us online. Okay, it might be out of whack with his clock or without. Our clock, but he maintains his membership even though he's living overseas, because there isn't much there that is speaking his language for him.
Well, it's a big world, but we're only one of three LGBTI stations
in the
broadcasting
world.
24 hours a day the world.
And the streaming that we do is absolutely amazing, which gives people the opportunity to listen to what's actually happening here in Australia, in our community, which is so wonderful. That's why we still need joy, you know.
Well, Pride March is a marvellous example of us exposing our community when we march down the street. It's wonderful to see all the families out there, and people start to realise there are rainbow families. Okay, two mums or two dads, it's not a problem.
We're in the middle of our radiothon. Philip, what is the main prize for our radiothon if you become a member?
Me, personally, I can't win a prize because I'm a volunteer.
You're not allowed to, yes.
But through all my grizzling, I'll tell it, people who sign up as members or renew can get a Holden Astra.
They can go into the drawer for...
Go into the hole.
Oh, yes. Sorry if I gave you the indication that everybody gets
one. You're not going to get one. You've got to go into the drawer, mate.
That's funny how competitions work that way.
Yes, that's the way they work, yeah.
But I know so much about this car. It's a 5-door stylish hatch.
Hatchback.
Why can't I say hatchback?
Well, you did this then.
I know. Let's imagine I said that correctly. Packed with the latest features and technology, including a sporty 1.6-litre turbo engine, 6-speed automatic transmission, stop-start fuel-saving technology, and advanced park assist. There you go.
That is a great prize to win, but there's also a second prize, which is a trip by helicopter.
Yes, you don't have to be Brendan Bishop to ride in a helicopter.
No, you can do you can pretend you are, though. You can put your wig on and go wave to the crowds as you go flying off.
Oh, no, you don't have to know you're in. Yes, you can tell people about that.
The second prize
you're not reading it. This is off the top of
your head. A MotoGP 2017 VIP experience, including a return helicopter flight for two from Melbourne to the MotoGP at Phillip Island on the 22nd of October this year, 2017. And entry to the VIP hospitality lounge, and you'll be hosted all day by Mick Doohan.
What was Mick Doohan at the time?
Ah!
Riding a bike.
Thank you very much.
Not pedaling.
See, now we know.
He was pedaling very fast.
Pedaling very fast, yes.
Here's a little message from someone from the trans community who has come to the forefront of our thinking, and it's a regular part of our concept of the world as we see it.
Hi, this is Conchita. Become a Joy member this radiothon. Sign up online at joy.org.au.
Indeed, thank you, Conchita. Conchita Wurst.
She won Eurovision in...
Oh, about
2014, wasn't it?
4 years, 3 years ago, yeah.
She wasn't at all the worst, she was the best.
She was, yes, she was best.
I can't say best with an accent.
No, you can't, no.
No.
But, and we've just finished with Eurovision.
Yes, so you consider whether you need to renew your membership do it online and join up online if you're not an existing member.
But if you donate, you can also go into a prize. We'll come to that a little bit later.
We'll
mention
that
one a little bit later.
But if I can just borrow somebody else's slogan, give that we may grow.
Yes.
Not our official Radiothon.
And as our Macca always says, we're on air, but we don't run on air.
You're with Chris, Gordon and Phil. Been there, done that. Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Julia Zemiro. Support Joy 94.9 during the Radiothon. Become a member. Call 1-300-JOY-949 now. I said now. Joy 94.9.
You're with Chris, Gordon and Phil. Been there, done that on Joy 94.9. Lovely to have your company on this our Radiothon show.
Radiothon show, yes. We get one chance a year to ask you to become a member or go give us a donation because people that donate money, what do they get?
To begin with, they get a tax-deductible receipt.
That's a big one.
That is the big one, and that helps us, and it's better for us to get your money than the tax man. So, sorry about that, tax man, but yes, good.
He'll make more.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's the thing. He's the same sort of guy that can just go and print more.
Yes, that's right.
Why don't they just do that, print their own money?
What's the draw that the people enter?
But
it's for a 9-day cruise to New Caledonia. Not just the old Caledonia, which nobody goes to anymore.
No,
this is the new Caledonia.
Right.
And it's Island Fruits Tropical Cruise from Island Fruits. You can meet all sorts of people on that cruise. From Sydney to New Caledonia aboard Celebrity Solstice. Ports include the Isle of Pines, Lifau, and Noumea. For one person in a twin share deluxe balcony cabin.
What?
Provided by Point of Difference events and celebrity cruises.
That's for people that donate $10 or more.
Yes. They go into the draw.
They go into the draw for that prize.
And remember, if you're donating, wait for the Hour of Power. This Friday, the 19th of May, from 7:30 till 8:30 a.m.
So, you know, if we put in $100, then you get 10 opportunities to get into the draw for that cruise prize. Isn't that gorgeous?
For every $10 you put in.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought it was just over $10. So for every $10.
And I can speak from experience that Island Fruits are better than mainland fruits.
Oh, just because you had one.
I met on an island. The little island of Oahu.
Oahu.
Yes, fancy that.
And from an even smaller island of Guam.
So this is part of your coming out story, Phil, if the listener didn't realise.
Well, at that stage it was still my staying in story. But the only people who knew I was gay are the ones that were being gay with me.
We'll get that story on Wednesday.
There's a preview. Bit of cross promotion there. I'm a special guest on Gordon's show.
Oh, really? All right.
Then. I'm a special guest on this show. I'm sitting in a special chair and they've got this padded wall around
me. We've got to get people to donate to Joy and become members. So come Wednesday morning, we're going to be having a big push to do it.
Excellent. That's what. And as I was saying before, we have heroes in our gay community, our extended gay community.
Yep. I'm going to blush.
But we. Well, you are a hero.
You're a hero.
In a really little way.
Yeah.
But there's lots of little heroes as well as big heroes.
Oh,
but
now I feel small.
Lucky you.
Someone who is a big hero in lots of people's, although they don't probably realise that she's gay, is this lovely person.
Hello, this is Miriam Margulies, and you are listening to Joy 94.9.
And doesn't she enunciate her words so very clearly and well?
She's a brilliant actress.
Obviously. And she is naughty.
And she's naughty. She's the first person in the world to say the F word on the British television.
Oh, she bombed out, did she?
She was at an Oxford-Cambridge debate or something or other, and she dropped the F word. And the poor British BBC people nearly went bananas. But now you turn on the British television, they're saying it all the time.
Well, if they don't say it, you're on the wrong channel.
Yeah.
But she was very nice in Harry Potter.
And I've met her here. She's been into Joy several times. Every time she sort of comes to Melbourne, she comes to Joy. Because she and her partner own a property up in the
Southern Highlands. New South Wales. And she spends her time half time with the partner here in Australia, and then the other half year, her partner goes with them to England, where she still has an apartment.
And she does work in England, of course. Yes. She does television shows.
But would you believe that she is suffering from osteoporosis rather badly, she's now got to get around with walking sticks and things this.
Yeah.
Which is a very, I mean, she's a young bird still.
She was on Adam Hill's show the other night, and she's doing a show in England where she had to have her hair darkened. She went back to her normal, what was her original colour.
Yeah.
And she looked about 20 years younger. She literally looked about 20 years younger with the darker hair. And she's got beautiful skin.
Yeah.
Beautiful skin, and it was just, she looked so good, and I thought, God, Miriam, you know.
She was born on the 18th of May, 1941, so there.
76.
76, wow.
76 this year.
Yeah.
I hope they get the trombones out for her.
That was the musical reference.
Someone who had a birthday on the 22nd of May, 1970, but has already left this world, was Mark Bingham.
He was a hero.
A U.S. sportsman, and he died on the 11th of September 2001, or as the Americans would call it, 9/11.
Month and then day.
Yes, he was one of the people that stopped the plane from crashing into the Pentagon. He helped to overpower the people that took...
He was a big lad.
He was a rugby player, and that's why the Bingham Cup is named after him, which the Australian all the Australian Rugby Union people play for around the world.
And being a big lad, he used his strength positively in both the sporting arena, but also in other areas. And he got together a few other people on the plane, and they overcame the terrorists who'd hijacked the plane.
That's right.
But they weren't able to save themselves, but they took everybody away from New York skyline, and they crashed the plane, and everybody that was on board died.
Field in Pennsylvania.
Yep. In Pennsylvania.
And he's remembered as a hero of the of America, actually, as well. You know?
There's some other people that we found out their sexual identity after the event, and recently that was that poor gendarme in Paris who was killed. We found out afterwards that he was gay. And Gordon, you were saying on the TV, his partner came on and gave a beautiful eulogy.
I was in tears. It was just so, in fact, I'm almost tearing up now just thinking of it. And his partner was such a handsome looking man, you know, and the pair of them together must have been absolutely stunning together.
Mm-hmm.
And he just spoke about what a wonderful man he was and how he didn't, he didn't want to sort of say anything bad about the bloke that killed him, you know.
No. Isn't that interesting, though?
It was very interesting,
He wasn't pointing the finger. It almost sounded like they were living by the national motto that they have there, liberty, equality, fraternity.
That's right, yeah.
Isn't that a marvellous concept?
I thought it was Vive la France.
Well, yeah, but this was all born out of their revolution.
Now, did you know that on the 10th of May... 1640, was it? Not 1640, it must have been 1840 or something. Was the birthday of the man who wrote the Marseillaise, the French national anthem. That was the 10th.
Okay.
He was a soldier composer.
So at some point you're telling me the French were revolting.
They were revolting, all right. They were terrible.
Now they're just rude.
No, they're a great race, actually, yes.
They gave us the croissant.
The croissant, yes. And I'm 80% French, my DNA.
Hello, you?
Yeah. Well, you would be too, because you've got a French name.
Well, I've got a French name, but I think we've actually thinned the blood a little bit along the way.
I don't think so. I don't think you have. I thought we would have from 1066 down to now, but it's still 80% French.
Who else have we got, especially on the Australian scene, who are heroes? Are you waving your fingers, Gordon?
Justice Michael Kirby.
Yeah.
Wonderful man. Dennis Altman,
great
author, professor at one of the universities around here, wrote a fabulous book about homosexuality way back in the 60s or 70s it was.
I'm going to throw in Robert Desai.
Robert Desai, I've interviewed him. He's a wonderful guy as well.
Troy Sivan,
yes.
He's a bit younger than some of those other ones.
On our most uplifting music mix, which we play here during the daytime, you will always find a huge amount of out and proud singers, both sexes and... All sexes,
actually,
yes. You can have any sex you want.
But we call him Binary.
Mm.
Binary Gordon.
Yeah, but...
Well...
So it's we play a lot of out and proud singers of all sorts of varieties.
Which just shows what a nice time we live in.
Yeah, well, they couldn't possibly do that.
Well, look at Liberace. Spent half his life trying to convince the world that he wasn't gay.
Oh, well, we're a nose drag. That drag he used to carry on with, mate, I can tell you. I don't think anybody had any doubts.
But he wouldn't have lost one band.
Isn't he the one that laughed all the way to the bank or something?
That was his brother George.
Oh, George was.
But, you know, the little old ladies, they would have loved him.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
It's like Barry Manilow was scared to come out.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah, well, a lot of people think that if they're in that sort of industry, the entertainment industry, that their careers will flop if they do.
Well, sports people are terrified to come out. Well, look at come out after their careers.
Yeah, look, I'm sure that there's got to be a gay AFL player somewhere along.
Well, I reckon 1 in 10 would be.
Well, that's what they say. That's what the statistics say, 1 in 10. But I think it'd be too hard for them to come out because you could imagine what they'd get from the crowd. You know, they're bad enough when they practice their racist remarks against some of the footballers, which is pretty bloody horrible.
Yeah. The trouble is, I think the football crowd actually think they're anonymous.
Yeah.
They think they're just hidden in a crowd. Well, with mobile phones and TV cameras all pointing at you,
and
keep your mouth shut.
And lots of people sitting around you that do not appreciate racist remarks.
Yeah.
You're bloody stupid for saying it in the first place.
That's right.
You know, and
we have now got gay ghettos, or we've got the strength of our convictions being supported by the general community. And, yeah, the racists and the bigots and things, they're in the minority and they're getting howled down.
Yeah, well, see, about 75% of the population want, or the voting population want same-sex marriage, equal marriage. But they've got these ding-a-lings.
I like the term marriage equality, because if you don't like equality, you've got a pretty tough argument to support yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you look at any of the Eurovision?
I didn't. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it. Okay, I'll turn your mic off.
No, but...
No, we don't need to hear from you.
No, but I was watching it, and I felt the music was too loud above the singers.
Oh, yeah.
It was over-modulated, and that annoys the tripe out of me, because I want to hear what they're singing.
How much tripe do you eat?
I don't eat any, because I hate the stuff.
It's gone. It's out of it.
Yeah. But anyhow, it was annoying me. I had to turn it off,
yeah,
because I could not hear what they were singing.
There were two Australians in there.
Yeah, Anya Nielsen,
yes,
from Denmark, and the lovely... young man from Moama here in
Isaiah Fibrace,
yeah,
with the biggest smile.
Oh,
you've ever
doesn't he have
seen?
A fabulous mouthful of teeth? He's great,
yeah.
Smile.
Anyway, you're on Joy 94.9, our Radiothon show, and here's Anya just to say a little word or three.
Hi, this is Anya Nissen. Support Joy 94.9 this Radiothon. Sign up online at joy.org.au.
Running back to you, Bright Light, Bright Light. That's Rod Thomas, the proud, out and proud Welsh singer-songwriter. And Elton John. Now, I don't know who he might be when he's at home.
I have a feeling he may be somebody that's also out and proud.
I think so.
Yes.
But he got the right guy to do his house.
Yes.
David Burnish.
Yes.
Happy Radiothon. Joy 94.9. Your voice, your radio station.
And you are with Phil, Chris and Gordon. Been there, done that. Joy 94.9, Radiothon Week 2017.
Yes.
Wonderful prize.
Joy.org.au. Click on the membership banner and join up.
Exactly. Well,
there's a donation button too.
You can connect the donation button as well. And there's all the wonderful prizes that we've been telling you about during our little hour here on Joy 94.9. That you're in for lots of fun and excitement if you go into the drawers.
And if joy fades away, you don't get to hear us. And that would be a crime.
Would it?
It would.
It would. It would. One of the reasons that we're here is because we can't rely on the other mainstream media outlets to say our story using the words that we respect and understand and know.
I tell you what, though, it seems to be getting better, because I listen to a couple of different radio stations, but they all seem to be treating our community with a little bit more respect. you know, I think it's gradually getting to them, because probably a lot of their own employees are gay people as well, you know.
Well, yeah.
Gay and lesbian as well, you know. And so that they've got to be quite nice about the fact that they've got gay people working for them.
So are you suggesting there are gay people in the general community?
Oh, look, I'm sure there is.
Walking free.
Walking free.
Wow.
But as long as they're not the ones that sort of, when you're walking along, they all of a sudden just veer straight in front of you without looking.
Oh, no, they're on their phones.
No, they weren't. I had three this morning, and it happened.
No.
They just, straight in front of me. Boom. Not going anywhere, just walked straight in front of me.
Strange.
But yeah, I must admit that the mobile phones that everybody carries around these days are a bit disconcerting, because they don't sort of look at it. I got off a train and there was a woman, she just was reading her phone all the way off the train, all the way up to the Elizabeth Street exit.
Well, I had a girl on the train this morning. She's standing right in front of the door. There's about four people behind her want to get off.
Mm.
And the train has stopped. The door, the green light's gone on, so you can hit the button and leave. She's looking at her phone, standing right in front of the door.
Oh, that'd be right. Yeah.
There was nearly going to be a revolt.
You were going to be revolting again, weren't you?
No, I didn't hit the button on purpose, because I wasn't getting out.
People are becoming more aware of our existence and our rights and our need for equality, because even down as far as school level now, you've got the Safe Schools document, you've got anti-bullying, you've got recognition of diversity of gender, and some schools are even now modifying their school uniforms so that it's unisex uniform in effect.
But once again, talking about the Safe Schools project, you've got these far-right people that want it out of the schools because they cannot stand the fact that there is the word might have been mentioned intersex or gay people in the
thing. Yeah, well, that's, you know, where teachers can, and as we know, kids are born without these sort of problem. Sorry, kids are born without prejudice.
That's exactly
in their
right.
brain, and it's the adults that teach them wrongly.
They teach them their own principles or whatever they live by. But there's only one. I think Victoria is about the only state that's going to continue to go ahead with the Safe Schools.
Oh, others project. Are going to modify the document, but I think the mere fact that we continue with the Safe Schools document here will be an impetus to the others, because they'll be able to access it.
And, you know, that's why you still need Joy to keep our message out there that we are part of the everyday community.
And we need to actually tell more of the story, because you can't just refer to the Safe Schools document.
Oh, no. Mm.
Because what the document says, or what it does, is educates people so that you know about gay people, you know that there are transgender people. Mm. See, we were never covered any of this in primary school.
Oh, God, no.
And from ignorance grows hate and bigotry.
That's right.
So yeah. If you educate and just discuss these things, not as freaks or anything, they're just people who are in our community.
But
it's like boys learn about girls. Let's go the next step. Mm. Just learn about all the people around so you won't hate any of them.
Yeah, but that's been my whole thing about education. The problem is that we don't get the right education in anything these days. And, of course, education is the way for people to be taken out of poverty and out of everything, because if you've got a good education, you can get a job, you can do things, you know. But these days, and I'm sure half of the crime of young people is caused by lack of education, and they go to schools where
if you don't learn history, you're
always repeat
you're
yourself, don't
repeat
you? And that happens in our community, of course. That's why we've got to keep it to the fore that we are part of the overall community in this country. And we're lucky that we've got Joy, really, because being one of only three in the world that broadcasts 24/7, we have to make sure that we keep going. It's essential.
Yeah, the world needs to know that there are more gay people than just the flamboyant ones who love the attention.
Yes, that's right.
There are perfectly normal gay people who don't need to be on TV. They don't need to be noticed walking down the street
in a
flamingo suit or whatever.
I'm going to say, you and I could walk down the street and they wouldn't know the difference.
Well, they don't.
But it's only when I put my tiara on and me log drop earrings that they start to stare.
Yeah, and they always go across the other side of the road.
That'll be the day. Yeah, but anyhow, but this is the thing, you see, and it's because we are on air, and that's why they need us, why we still should be on air. That's why you still need Joy, is to keep the education of the general public going. Yeah. And when I talk to straight people and I say that I work on Joy Radio, and I tell them, they say, oh, what's that? And I say, it's the gay and lesbian radio station. Oh, that must be interesting. Nobody has ever said to me, that must be terrible. Why do you have to have a radio station?
Well, when I tell people in my little doggy walking group, no one has said, oh, that's interesting or anything. They've all said, oh, yeah, we know Joy.
Yeah. Well, some of the people that I know say, yeah, we know Joy. Yeah.
And that's good. And that there is white bread as you're ever going to meet, I can tell you now.
That's gorgeous. So. Yes, well, we have suffered a couple of times in our existence as a radio station immediately before we got our license, because we'd already been broadcasting for quite a few years, but then we had to go and get our license, and suddenly people realised that, oh, no, we mightn't have Joy if we don't get the license. Mm. And we got hundreds and thousands of love letters.
Yep.
Support from all parts of the community, and we are getting that support still, and it's marvellous that now the corporates are starting to realise that with equality in the workplace, that in fact they can get credits on their scoreboard by supporting Joy as a corporate body. You know, our company supports Joy.
Can I mention one? Holden, that are giving us the Astra to give away for the membership draw.
And can I just say one word?
What?
Hatchback.
You got it out, Phil.
That was going to bug me off till next week if I didn't say that.
Yeah, but you're right about the corporate sponsorship. You look at what happened to the gay boss of Qantas, Alan Joyce.
Mm.
You know, that pie in the face from that twit. And that's all you could call him, was a twit.
But the main problem was it wasn't an apple crumble.
No.
It would have been much better. There's too much cream in that cake. Not healthy at all.
All right.
We've learnt two things today.
What's that?
That there are gay people in the general public walking amongst us.
Yes.
And there are gay people working for corporate entities.
Yes.
That's quite a step of knowledge that we've gained.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But anyhow. But there's lots of corporate entities that are a very thing, big computer companies and all the rest of it, yeah.
We're going to go out today's show with Cherylyn.
Cherylyn Sarkisian. Sarkisian.
Mm-hmm. Sonny's wife.
Yes, that's right.
We're going to go out today with Cheryl Sarkisian, US actor, singer, also known as Cher.
Mother of Chaz.
Indeed. Now, there's a bit of a change in that family as well.
Mm-hmm.
But going out with gypsies, tramps and thieves.
That's talking about us, isn't it?
Oh, yes, indeed. See you next week, and thanks for being with us today. And don't forget, become a member or renew your membership now.
Joy,
online.
joy.org.au.
We still need Joy.
We do. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.